you can look at and say, oh, boy, we had our opportunities and we just didn't get it done. And I think that there's some truth to that. And then there's the other side of me that looks and says, boy, I saw great progress being made.
Jaguars head coach Gus Bradley speaking the day after the 2015 season finale, and then players cleaning out lockers for the offseason. And with that, away we go into 2016. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel. JP Shadrick with John Osier. The day after the season finale, a tough loss in Houston, the Jaguars finish 5-11. Gus Bradley speaking with the media today. John, one of the big themes was, you know, some tweaks here or there on both sides of the ball, maybe offensive line here or there. The pass rush certainly needs to improve. That was kind of the general theme. It's not a huge fix ahead.
Well, it's always a tough day because Gus goes in there and he's got to speak, and the media wants answers over a 3- and 5-month period. And the reality was he spends this morning going over what happened yesterday and trying to talk to the team a little bit about moving forward. But he, you know, the phrase he used was, we've got to dig deep. And that tells me that he knows he's coming back, but he also knows that this can't stay the same in terms of 5-11, some of the performances you saw, the finish. So he doesn't know yet exactly the details of what's going to happen with this coach or with this personnel or even what they're going to draft. But there was definitely an urgency of, look, we know we can't stand pat. We know it's got to get better. But that struggle with, there's not a whole lot we can say yet because all these topics we're talking about, they have to meet on and figure out. They know there are issues. Mm-hmm. They don't know exactly the answers as to how they're going to solve those issues yet.
Defense under a microscope from a lot of folks, of course, after the performance this season. Where do you expect maybe changes to be made there?
Well, everybody's talking about the coordinator. I mean, when you have a year like this, that's going to be the theme in the postseason press conference. And Gus flat out said, hey, we haven't talked to players. We haven't talked to coaches. He wasn't asked directly about Bob Babich today, but that was the implication. And he said basically they have to go and they have to meet as a staff, and then he has to figure out. It took a couple of days last year before he made decisions on Jed Fish. So I don't know what's going to happen there, but he talked more about being more involved in the defense next year, particularly in the off season. And he was asked specifically about, will he call plays? Will he be more involved in on that end? And again, I think he doesn't quite know yet. It sounded to me like he had a feeling that he needs to be more involved. It's his defense, as Paul Posluszny said after the game. Nobody knows this scheme like Gus Bradley. So maybe it's a matter of him being more involved and being more involved in the game day decisions. But he hasn't come to that decision yet. And again, like a lot of these things today, remember, this guy got off a plane last night and he's in here literally 12 hours later trying to address big picture, you know, swath issues going forward. He doesn't have those answers yet, but it certainly sounds like he'll be more involved on some sort of a fundamental detail level on the defense than he has been.
It sounds like there won't be a major scheme change on the defensive side either. Let's flip it over now to the offense. Jaguars quarterback Blake Bortles, of course, had a great statistical season, not the way they wanted to end the season in terms of wins and losses, but for the quarterback, plenty to look forward to in this offseason.
This year we're worried about our offense and learning and, you know, kind of having an understanding of what we're supposed to as an individual be doing. And obviously as a quarterback, you try and manage everybody in every position, you know, on your side of the ball. But, you know, I think the longer you're in it and the better you have an understanding of it, the more that allows you to understand what's going on the defensive side of the ball and how to attack, you know, them.
Of course, John, a big topic around this quarterback is his accuracy or lack thereof in some instances, and there was a bit of talk about that today from him.
Well, unlike Gus, Blake, I guess, did have some more specific answers because he's only one guy, so he has to deal with himself. He said a couple of things interesting today. He'll go back and see Tom House, the passing guru that he spent so much time with and that we've talked to death around here, but he won't go as long. It sounds like it's more tweaking. It sounds like it's more, let's make sure I got everything right. It sounds like the plan from talking to Alan Hearns, Marquise Lee, Allen Robinson, they're going to be back in Jacksonville more doing that. Marquise is going to be out in California finishing his degree, but he says he's going to fly back a lot more. So it sounds like with that group, the plan is they can't be on the field out here until April 2016, you know, somewhere in there, new date there, April 2016. But that they're going to do the same thing that they tried to do last offseason with Hearns being here. He worked out alone a lot. Blake worked out there. try to do it together and build on some of the chemistry, the continuity. And they certainly believe that that's going to be a way that they can take a big jump as a group. Bad news for Allen Hurns. He's having sports hernia surgery, I think, next week. He'll be off the field for 6 to 8 weeks. I asked Allen Robinson, how's Allen going to handle that? And he goes, yeah, it's going to be tough. He's a little bit of a workaholic, so he's got to kind of massage him through that a little bit.
And that chemistry, though, if it's built, kind of breeds that accuracy on the back end. Does that help?
Well, you hope so, because I've said for the last 3 or 4 weeks, I think that's a big thing in the offense right now, is getting Blake more accurate, more maybe diverse in the offense in terms of all the big shots are great, but you've got to move efficiently early in downs, early, you know, 7 to 8 yard passes as well. He talked a little bit about it statistically today, that when you're going deep, you want a 40% completion rate, 60%, and then 80% on the short stuff. Mm-hmm. He said he talked about that with quarterbacks coach Nathaniel Hackett. Clearly, that's a topic. And when they talked about it today, it means clearly it's something that they want to get better at going forward. The offense took a huge stride.
Yes, they did.
But it also was very inefficient at times, particularly early in games. For this, we've talked about the defense. But for this team to get where it wants to go, I think the offense has to make just as big a leap next year as it did this year, but get more efficient. And I think that's what they're talking about right now.
Yeah, big topics ahead for this offense and in this offseason. But back on the defensive side, we all know that pass rush has been a major issue. For senior correspondent Brian Sexton, there's something else as well.
I'm fairly confident the Jaguars will get their pass rush problems behind them this offseason. They'll get Dante Fowler and send Derek Marks back, and they'll have a high pick in all 7 rounds, plus salary cap room. They have the kind of ammunition to fix the problem. Here's the issue that's more concerning to me than that. This team doesn't tackle well. And on Sunday in Houston, they hardly tackled at all. Too many times this year, I watched opposing runners and receivers run through arm tackles or let the safety come flying in like a rocket and bounce off them because he didn't use his arms and wrap up. Folks, that's tackling 101. It's the kind of stuff we teach in the junior development leagues. Tackles aren't an official NFL stat. Teams use their own criteria for assigning them. So to give you an exact number isn't as accurate as touchdowns or interceptions. But you don't need a number to know the Jaguars were simply inadequate when it comes to one of the fundamental skills a defender uses playing football. I've said time and again that it's always about the players and rarely, if ever, about the plays called. Here's one of those rare occasions where I point a finger at the coaches. They have to figure it out. In a league where teams don't practice tackling for risk of injury, they've got to figure out how to make their players more effective tacklers. In some cases, it's as simple as finding better players. In this case, it will require better methods also. Dave Caldwell will fix the player issue. Gus Bradley has to fix the technique issues.
Thank you, Brian. Hey, guess what? The NFL draft is coming up soon. Jaguars have the 5th pick.
Yeah, and they didn't rule out coaching the Senior Bowl again. So, hey, you're going to Vietz, right?
Mobile, Alabama. Maybe. We'll see. That'll do it for today on Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel.